Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today I want to let you know that we're going to start doing things a little bit differently around here. Yeah, that's right. I hope you're following us on YouTube. If you're not, be sure to subscribe to the channel. Go to Jonathan Jones Speaks, type that in YouTube, and then it should pull up. If it doesn't, type in Speak Your Success, and it definitely will pull up. But today, I want to talk with you just about us doing things a little bit differently, first and foremost, because Monday Motivations, I'm just going to start doing all over the place. I might do it in my front yard. I might do it in my neighborhood. I don't know. But today, the lesson I want to give you is just faith over feelings. And I say that because, man, being an entrepreneur, just like we talked about a few episodes ago with Victoria Thomas when we sat down and interviewed her, I'm going to put that link down in the show notes so you can make sure you check that out. That was a really dope interview. But faith over feelings, because oftentimes being an entrepreneur, being a speaker, I mean, being anybody who has a life day to day that you're living, you get in a spot to where you have a choice and a decision to make on a daily basis. And it's, are you going to get in those feelings or are you going to activate your faith? And I say that because just Sunday, my pastor was preaching and he began to talk about that there's a battle and there's a war that we have to fight. And if you realize that sometimes when you get in wars, you get in battles, you get in arguments, if you allow yourself to get involved emotionally, that's instantly when you lose that fight and when you lose that battle, right? Like really think about that. When's the last time you bump head with a significant other, with a girlfriend, boyfriend, mom, dad, brother, sister, whoever? When you get emotionally involved, that's when you lose. You have to keep the emotions out of it, because when your emotions get involved, then you start yelling at people when you need to be having a conversation. And then when you're not having a conversation, now your thoughts are out of whack. Your alignment is off, and the person who's sitting across from you, standing across from you, does not want to hear what you have to say anymore. So activating faith over feelings, and I'm saying that because, man, in all transparency, like, I've been trying to pay these credit cards down. Like, we've talked about it, and I've gone back and forth. Like, I started to pay on it, and then something happens, I need to put something else on it. And then I start to pay on it, it's going down, I'm getting excited, then something else happens, I need to go to the dentist. And then pay for the dentist, $1,500. Something happens, and then I'm like, oh, my goodness, my mechanic gave me a call literally today to let me know that I'm going to have to pay $500 for something else. And it's like all these things keep happening. I'm like, I'm just trying to get ahead. I'm trying to prepare myself to now get ready to work solely for myself as a speaker. But what I'm learning in this journey is that it's faith over feelings. I have to get out my feelings. And I have to activate my faith because God is challenging me in this season. Hello, somebody. Come on, lights and wall. To now not depend on myself, because I don't know where this money is about to come from. I don't. I don't know necessarily when it's going to come. I don't. Let me check my watch. Let me see if I got a notification. Nope, not yet. No notification. Let me know that somebody made that drop and I secured the bag. However, I want you to take this same challenge with me. To not get so emotionally invested, but when you get in that space, to take time and then say, you know what, let me just give it to God. I had to laugh today. I laughed. I said, oh God, I don't know where it's coming from, but I believe it. And that's what our pastor challenged us on Sunday. He told us when we were in the Joshua chapter 11, we went through about verse 1 through 11. And then it talks about that there's a time where the Lord says to Joshua that your enemies will be slain. You're going to cut basically the back of the horse, their hamstrings of the horse, and they'll be delivered to you. And it says all of them. So today, I don't know what your particular fear is. I don't know where you're struggling right now. But I just want you to understand that you're not struggling alone. And activate your faith. Don't let your feelings rule you, and don't let your feelings get you out of whack, because you have to stay focused in this war. You have to stay focused in this battle. You have to stay focused on the task that lies ahead. So activate our faith. Let's find a way to pray. Sometimes you might have to laugh. God, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I give it to you. God, you gave me this purpose. You gave me this vision. You gave me these desires. You gave me these dreams, but I give it to you. God, I don't know when it's going to happen. The song used to say, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. So man and women of faith, people of faith, people of God, let's activate our faith today. Let's get out those feelings. Let's pray. Let's get in the word. Let's get in the word. Because that's what we can really hold on to in this time of everything going around on us in society. Everybody saying this about the White House, that about the White House. Children are getting taken and shot on every hand. What are you going to hope in? Who are you going to believe in? What are you going to cling to? You have to find something. You have to find somewhere. You have to find a safe haven. So now it's time, people, to activate your faith. This is Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, but most importantly, a child of God, man. A child of God. So this week, let's take some time and let's just give it to him, because that's the only way we're going to get out of certain of these situations, because we're not going to get ourselves out of them. So remember, people, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? Bye, my friends.